Welcome to Conversations at Keston Law. Hi, my name is Joan Keston. I'm the founding attorney at J.A. Keston Law, PLLC. Our firm focuses on the practice of elder law, estate planning, and asset protection. I have here with me today Cindy Clark, who is my office manager, Brandy Cox, who is my paralegal, and Sissy Weisbrook, who is my director of marketing. We started this podcast after we had held some discussions, informal discussions, at senior centers in the area, and felt that there was a lot of valuable conversation and questions and misconceptions. So we started this podcast to address some of the issues that we all face. We may be relaying and getting information from clients, from our friends, from our neighbors, but we're trying to bring to the table things that we hope you're aware of. This is not meant to be a formal lecture. We do have more resources on our website, which is www.kestonlaw.com, and there you have some videos and some more formal type of information. So without further comment, we'll start this podcast today. We've all just gone through a horrible situation here in North Carolina with the hurricanes, and I guess the lesson you can take away from that is that the more prepared we are, the better off we might be. We can never, ever completely protect ourselves from things that might happen, but the more we're aware of things and the more we're prepared for them, I think the result could be that we minimize risk, or we have a situation to the best of our ability to make it as easy as possible. And this kind of relates to anything you might do concerning your long-term care, what happens after you pass away, your legacy, how you want to be cared for. The more that you prepare for this and are aware, the easier things are not only for you, but for the people, your family, your friends, your loved ones, people that you depend on or that you are going to leave things to, or people that will need to take care of you. The documents we do, or some of them are documents that are used during your lifetime, and sometimes there are documents that are after you actually pass away. And the most important thing is to be prepared. And we've all seen examples of people that are not, that think they can avoid it, that they don't need to do this, they don't even want to spend the money, whatever the reasoning is. Then when the crisis happens, it's too late.
I've seen that recently. Spending the last 18 months visiting my mom in a nursing home, and the people that are visiting other residents, family members, they don't have any documents ready. And I have seen what kind of havoc that can wreak, because it can destroy relationships within the family, because people fight about money. They fight about assets.
Absolutely. And part of the preparedness is not just having these documents in place, but taking inventory every so often of their relevance in your current situation. I know, Joan, in your seminar, quite oftentimes you mention the need to re-review your wills, for example, to make sure that the people that you've indicated as your executor or the beneficiaries, devisees that you want to give things to, are still people that you trust, are close to you, have that significance in your life. Likewise, if you have an attorney in fact or an agent designated in a power of attorney document and that individual passes away, it's time to redo that, because essentially if you have no alternate after that individual, you have no other option, you have to redo it. Otherwise, there's nobody to do that for you. And it's just like preparing for the storms. You know, you take inventory of your pantry, your refrigerator, how much gas you might have for a generator.
Right.
They're really living documents. They're only as good as they reflect where you are. So it's something that is part of life in our complicated world today. We no longer have an automatic extended family that can make decisions and do things and handle everything, because we've become so legislative and so many rules, and we're much larger and less personal. So it's just a fact of modern living that we need to have these things, and even if we don't want to talk about the subject, it's more painful if you don't for everyone else than if you do. Again, doesn't mean it's going to happen to you just because you do these documents. People think that I'm doing a will, that means I'm going to die, or I'm going to be sick because I've dealt with this issue.
I used to think that, but I have seen it is amazing how people in my age bracket that do not want to talk about this or have not done it at all.
Or even young people, once they have children, they don't have wills that will say who's the guardian of that baby or child. So they'll be set, they're setting themselves up for confrontation, dissent, fighting when they're not there, and it's their most precious, not a possession, but their most precious thing is that child. So it's just really, really something that you need to address and make a decision. It doesn't mean you can't retract that decision someday, but at least you've taken the first step, and that's maybe the hardest, but it gets easier to talk about it, to go to seminars. We do seminars, other attorneys do seminars, but just to start being aware and knowing and doing and being prepared.
I know my dad's family, my grandfather passed away a few years ago, and he was the type of person who really didn't put any of these pre-planned documents or arrangements in place. So the entire family got brought in, even grandkids, to try and help make these decisions that could have already been made. Of course, there was some disagreement. Of course, some people were a little offended about the opinions of others. But all in all, I think through that process, my grandmother, who was left behind, really saw the importance of going ahead and establishing with the family what she wanted, how she wanted it to be. And then when she passed away a few years later, things went a lot smoother.
There are also people say, well, I'm going to give everything to Joyce and she'll know what to do with it. I'll tell her what to do with it. Well, that is not a good thing because there's no enforcement on that. That person can do whatever they want, not give it to how you wanted to. There's nothing enforceable. There could possibly be tax issues involved. But that's not a good thing. I know a lot of old timers did that.
Yeah, and that's funny because it's usually the caregiver that there's usually one kid in the family that ends up being the caregiver for the parent or something, and the other kids come in like the prodigal son every now and then, and the prodigal son wants everything, and the person who's been doing all the care says, well, you know, Mom didn't say who's going to get this. I should get the majority of it. I've been doing all the heavy lifting, so to speak. So I think that's important. But I also found out the importance of pre-planning a funeral. I used to think, that is something I do not want to do. But let me tell you, that was the best thing, best advice I had gotten by you all. Because when I went to the funeral home after my mother passed away, there was no decisions to be made because I could have made some really expensive decisions.
Right, when you're in an emotional state, and that's what we try to avoid for folks in everything we do, because we know that that first initial period is a rough one, that you're not as logical, you're not as objective, you're not as cool and calm. That I always tell people, whatever major change in your life, whether it's death or divorce, you need four seasons to become normal. You need to go through a year. You need to have had a Christmas alone or this with that event having happened. So it's not necessarily the funeral question, but in any major decision, I always say four seasons. You need four seasons.
Well, you would think with older population, with majority of us getting older, that when we see these kinds of incidences happen, not with people having no documents at all, how complicated it does make things. And I think the greatest gift someone can give to those they love is to have all of this in place.
Yes. Thanks for listening. I welcome you to visit our website, www.kestinlaw.com. On that website, you will find our schedule for seminars. We do seminars almost on a monthly basis in two locations where we formally address a lot of the topics we mentioned in this podcast. You also can follow the directions with this podcast. If you have any topics you'd like us to address in a podcast, feel free to write those and send those to us. And if you have any other questions and would like to have any kind of consultation, again, you can either contact us on the website, and our phone number is 910-509-7121. Once again, thanks for listening.